Whew, Sam was kidding. It's a little chilly out here. Well, exciting day here in paradise. Thursday morning. Walking to work because it is. It's a little on the cold side. It seems so humid almost. Anyway. Well, I got some more stuff back from state prison about the little descendant of Aaron thingy. And, I said, okay. That's pretty good. So we should, although I did suggest that we should send up the line. The first presidency, and well, you know, they can do whatever they want to with it. I've done my due diligence for my family. So, if something comes of it, something comes of it. If something does not come of it, well, then that's that too. Clouds are interesting this morning. I'm finding some pretty interesting battles on the technology front, by golly. It's been a good portion of my evening. Trying to get things running again. Shoot up my Wednesday evening where I normally make visits. Robbie, my wingman is out. And, I've got interesting responsibilities, work-wise. Uptime. Uptime requirements, baby. Mornings are a little stiff, but the days get quite warm. think it was up in the 70s yesterday. Pardon me, gracious. So, things are going pretty good. Upbeat. You know, I keep forgetting to do it. I need to push, I need to open up a route from on certain ports to my next project. Which is a bit of a mush. Based upon the Vicky hearing. On the NetBSD box, which is fun. I did some with the, I got $50 from the family fund. I got a Backwoods Home anthology, the first one. Kind of excited about getting to that. But, I got some books too. I'm working on the books, but sure some contact them from like I like them. At least so far. I'd say it's significantly different, the movie from the book. I like the movie okay. But they all said, oh no, the book's a lot better. So it's like, okay, cool. They're different, a lot different. So it's like, okay. Although it seems to be much more about the fact that girls aren't taken seriously in science, I guess, you know. I don't have a problem with the feminist movement. From the standpoint of wanting to remove barriers from women to, you know, the old social construct barriers. Although I am a supporter of family above individual. Therefore, I'm somewhat, sometimes at odds with the feminist movement, who is diehard individualistic. You know, marriage and family sometimes gets viewed as something evil. It gets in the way of women's independent empowerment. I don't believe in the independent empowerment of many people at all. So you could say, oh, well, he's this. Like I said, nope. I don't think men should be particularly empowered either. especially in the weird economy of saying the only thing that's important is how much money you make or what kind of job you have. I think that's silliness. Those things are simply needed resources to accomplish family. So, yeah, when they say, well, family's the problem, family's what's keeping women back, and you go, no, family keeps men back too. Trust me, wouldn't men be more free if they didn't have family obligations? And you go, but this in the whole is a bad road to travel. Therefore, I'm not really big into feminists. I see individual empowerment. It's only real purpose from my perspective is to feed into a family. And feminism does not see that as even being a good goal, much less a noble one. You know, their agenda is more forwarded by the destruction of family, and so I am by and large against it. Except from the conceptual basis. The problem is I can't side with the practicalities of it. It's like for a lot of things. Sounds really good when it's framed a certain way, but practicalities on the ground are that it is destructive, like so many other things. But the fact that it engenders more freedom for more people, that in and of itself is a good thing. So the sadness comes with what this now unleashed energy is being put toward. I found the things that's being put toward reprehensible. And people, attribute to the term of grok, they can't grok what the issue is. You know, it's put in nice simplistic terms that says everybody should be free. And the funny thing is, the way it's framed is that it is a freedom to do a laundry list of things instead of true freedom. They don't want you to have that freedom if you're going to use it in a way that they don't like. Therefore, it becomes a flattery term used in the Book of Mormon a couple of times. It's about power, and it's about making deals with demons so you can have it. That is what feminism has twisted itself into, is making deals with demons giving up your soul for something, and you'll find out that you're giving up your soul for practically nothing. Something that doesn't get you what you want. Oh, this will make me happy. And you go, it won't make you happy. You've worked so hard to foam yourself into a lather that you've become so enamored of the foaming that when what you want is accomplished, you've got this itch and you've got this foam. And you keep foaming. That's the problem. It's all this energy and indignation and all these other things that need some place to go, so you start putting it in weird places. Sexual perversion, just hedonism in general, the whole thing is just, you know, that's where it ends up running into. Anybody who says, well, I'm not being allowed to do what I want, everybody else climbs on that bandwagon and says, we should let them do whatever they want. As a libertarian, all I do is shrug and say, but do you want the world that you're campaigning for? Do you want that world? You know, they say, well, and it's funny because, yeah, you get strange bits on them. Feminists are in lockstep with radical Islam right now, which is just bizarre. Because everything that feminism is purportedly supposed to be fighting against is everything that Islamists, radical Islam, wanting to ingest the world, has in spades. Women are often treated as second-class citizens in that thing, but yet they fight so vehemently for their rights. For the fact that we need to include them in our world, you know, it's almost like, well, you guys are kind of working against yourself in the diversity department. I know you find yourself very, very, you know, it's an interesting virtue signal that they do. Strange ones. Absolutely bizarre. But it's there, you know, because that's the most important thing. It is feminism. Is anything like that, it's that the individual participants in these kinds of activities are able to scream out to everybody, look at me, look how much more virtuous I am than you are. And that's all it's about. That's all it ends up being. People who are totally invested in, look at me, I'm better than you. And you go, I left that a long time ago. I'm really not that much dirty to anybody else. But I've done some thinking. And I've got some things to say. And I say them. And yes, I'm a horrible person. Homophobe. Bigot. Yada, yada, yada. Yeah, yeah, yeah. What else is new? So yeah, it just ends up being that. So yeah, and you go, just what does narcissism become a virtue? Because I know it is now. Because it's all about, look at you. Look at how wonderful you are. The horrible confusion that comes up when somebody, well, all of a sudden you're not in the limelight anymore. How terrible that is. These Hollywood people who are getting smacked for sexual harassment But yeah, it's true. It's funny. Because this whole life, well, the place can't survive without those kinds of people doing those kinds of things. It's just an absolute requirement of doing that kind of stuff. If you treat it as a job, maybe you can still leave with your integrity. Comes from that. They will be constantly challenged to throw them away.